You know, it's crazy to think about, man, the news that has just circulated in the month of January. I don't remember the last time news has circulated like this in the wrestling community for the month of January. Normally, it's very slow. Just like the weather. It's dark, it's dreary, it's cold. Up until about the Royal Rumble, and things then start to pick up. And then obviously after the Royal Rumble, we're on the road to WrestleMania, and things really start cooking for WWE. This month of January is just chock full of news, man. Okada, Kazuchika Okada, leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling. That was reported as of Thursday night. Mercedes Moné, every single week there's a new piece of information on where she's going, where she's not going, what the woman's having for breakfast. Who knows what she's doing? Mercedes, either WWE or AEW. Okada, either WWE or AEW. And now we got this one. This one just took everybody by surprise today because we were all hoping that it was nothing and that WWE was hiding this information because it wasn't that serious. Seth Rollins has now made his way into the news feed, and not for good reason. Seth Rollins sustains a torn MCL and a partially torn meniscus, and he now risks missing WrestleMania 40, and the match with CM Punk is now hanging in the balance. It's up in the air. Nobody knows if this is going to take place in Philadelphia. Obviously, a major blow for WWE, obviously a major blow for CM Punk, obviously a major blow for Monday Night Raw, but WrestleMania may be without its second biggest match of the weekend with Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. Now, I want to read you a news piece from Wade Keller first, where we start Mahal and Rollins on Monday Night Raw. Where the spot happened, I don't know. I don't know where it happened. Some people were pinpointing to me that it happened on a springboard that he did off the top rope and he injured himself doing that move. I don't know. Seth Rollins is set to address the crowd on Monday to open Raw and address the future of the World Heavyweight Championship. Normally when they do that, it's not really all that good and there's bad news to come out of that. So we're all hoping for a positive piece of news coming out of Monday Night Raw. Wade Keller said this on his podcast, that this is legit. Then we got the Wrestle Votes. Then we got the Saps all reporting the same thing on Friday afternoon. Keller said he didn't have a lot of information at the time he had this all kind of coming to be, but he shared what he has heard by connecting the dots from WWE sources. Keller said, connecting some dots, I am thinking it's not good news, but I don't know how bad the news is. The reason for that is I've asked a bunch of people, and some of whom would likely be privy to what's going on, would not comment. I understand there's internal policies on that, but I think if he was fine and if he walked it off, like the report said, we'd be hearing about that. Now, it's possible they're going to do a story on television because the news of Seth's injury has gone crazy. I don't know how many dozens of websites quoted my breaking news story on Monday night, but obviously people who are on social media and Reddit know about the fact that he was legitimately hurt and limping backstage, and everyone quoted my reports on that. They could be doing a storyline where they're going to play into that on TV and go from a situation where Seth's knee is not as bad and play it up as if it's some sort of storyline. So I'm throwing that out there as a caveat to the hunch that I'm getting from colleagues of his and other people in WWE. They either think it's bad news and WWE's probably going to have Seth announce something on TV, or they're just waiting for some more test results to get something a little bit more definitive. But they want to control the narrative on him at this point because people who know are not commenting. I just think people who do know would go, oh, he's fine, it's no big deal, blown way out of proportion if that was the case. This is my long-winded way of saying, I don't know, but I'm passing along transparently from one of the wrestlers who was around him Monday night after Raw and just said, I don't think it's good. My gut says injury. Maybe he'll work through it. He's tough. Another colleague of his said that he thought Seth, because of his history of injuries, would have a good idea if he should finish a match with the injury and if he should be walking on it backstage. Because he finished the match and because he was able to walk on it, that it might be one of those situations where he just needs to rest for a few weeks. But even that wrestler wasn't ruling out that it could be worse. So a lot of mixed feelings there. A lot of what people actually discussed on Friday when the news came in that Seth Rollins sustained a torn MCL and a partially torn meniscus in his match against Jinder Mahal in the main event of Monday Night Raw. I wish we could take that back now, don't you think? Nothing happened on Monday after the match. There was nothing that played out after the match. There was no Damian Priest cash-in. So I ask, why did we need to hinder Seth Rollins? Absolutely a waste of time. And do you think that they're going to follow up on Jinder Mahal, push him on television? Probably not. It was a one and done. Now we risked CM Punk and Seth Rollins and a potential night one main event for WrestleMania 40. Fightful Select learned on Friday that it is a partially torn meniscus and a torn MCL. Unfortunately, the word in WWE and sources near Rollins are that he sustained these injuries. However, it is not known as of yet if he will require surgery, though the hope is he can avoid it. We also aren't sure how WWE will play things out on television or if the injury will be downplayed or embellished. Keep that in the back of your mind that WWE may announce this. They may have fed sap this. Everybody thinks it's the worst. And then when we get to Monday, they end up playing up the fact that it's not as serious as everybody's making it out to be, and he'll be at WrestleMania to defend the title against CM Punk. Now, Rollins has a history of knee problems and has worked through many of them in the past. Several in WWE put over Rollins' toughness and resolve throughout the match and the immediate aftermath with Jinder Mahal. WrestleVotes reported on Friday that they were told that Rollins will address the injury and future as the World's Heavyweight Champion on Raw. It should be noted that typically when this happens, it's not great news and the title is vacated, but that is pure speculation whether it will happen in this instance. WrestleVotes tweets, and I quote, "I'm told the plan as of now is for Seth Rollins to address his health and future as the World's Heavyweight Champion this Monday on Monday Night Raw," end quote. Now, as of this writing, Rollins doesn't have a match booked for the Royal Rumble in Tampa on Saturday, and even if he did, it is likely he wouldn't be wrestling anyway. PW Insider added, after all of this came out on Friday, that Seth Rollins could return from a torn meniscus if surgery is required in 3 to 4 weeks, if he was able to push it. But 4 to 6 weeks is usually a more likely recovery. Now, if he tore his ACL, then we're talking about him missing WrestleMania completely, but that's not the case here. A torn ACL is probably 8 to 9 months easy for Seth Rollins, but it's not that. 3 to 4 weeks, if he's able to push it, 4 to 6 weeks is normally the time frame for this recovery. Rollins, by this time frame, should be good to go for WrestleMania in April, but other major events before that will obviously be questionable. And if I'm WWE, I'm not even thinking about having him wrestle at the Rumble or the Elimination Chamber or any other show between now and WrestleMania. Now, with that said, Rollins is a tough son of a bitch. I want to get this out there right away. Rollins, if he can avoid anything, he will go out there and he will defend that title. That title means too much to Seth Rollins. I'm talking about legitimately, away from Raw, away from, you know, the character that is Seth freaking Rollins. Rollins cares too much about that title. That's not a work. It's a shoot. Seth Rollins takes great pride in being the world champion, and everything he stated about Roman Reigns, no matter how good of friends they are, Seth Rollins feels disrespected by the fact that WWE doesn't have a champion there full time and that he carries the load on his back He loves being in that position. How would it look to Seth Rollins? I think people would understand here. If he takes all these months off until WrestleMania and doesn't defend the championship, he's going to be the same thing that he's been complaining about with Roman Reigns, but Roman Reigns isn't looking at a partially torn meniscus and a torn MCL. At least Seth Rollins at that point has an excuse, but people will talk. Well, why didn't they strip Seth Rollins of the championship? Isn't there a 30-day clause in which he has to defend the title? It's either you want the match to take place at WrestleMania with Punk or not. Which is it? I think if you poll 10 people, all 10 of them would tell you, I want to see Seth Rollins and CM Punk. Seth Rollins could still show up on television. Seth Rollins can still cut a promo. Seth Rollins can still go face-to-face, mic-to-mic, promo-to-promo with CM Punk. He doesn't need to be off TV. Adam Cole has been on TV sporadically throughout his injuries with MJF until he was revealed as the devil. So why can't Seth Rollins do that? Rollins is not going to let that championship just go. Here, Paul, take my title and everything that I work for. I'll miss WrestleMania this year and this mega match with CM Punk, and we'll just do it at SummerSlam. Now, that's the easy way out. Seth Rollins is not going to take the easy way out. He's too prideful, and that belt means too much to him. Now, on the flip side, if I'm in the shoes of Paul Levesque, I'm not even letting this guy go to WrestleMania. I'm not. Who's to say, with a partially torn MCL, that something else doesn't fucking tear? That something else doesn't break? Rollins has already had a history of bad knees. You want to put him in the main event of WrestleMania with a match against CM Punk, who will be main eventing WrestleMania for the first time in his career after being absent from the WWE for 10 years. And you want to jeopardize that match because it needs to be. The fans want it. Rollins wants to defend the title. You're running a business. You're running a company at the 40th anniversary of the biggest wrestling show in the entire world. Do you really want to risk Seth Rollins to break this, break that, tear this, tear that, because he's given a time frame? Well, it's 3 to 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks where he could fully recover and get back in there. Or 3 to 4 weeks if he really pushes it. Do you really want to run that risk? What if the match bombs? What if he injures himself? What if he injures Punk? What if Punk gets hurt? Then they're both out, and then you're doubly screwed. Do you want to take those risks? I don't know if you do. If I'm Paul Levesque, I think we go with a plan B here. I don't think we do Rollins Punk. It could be saved for SummerSlam or somewhere else this year. WWE's roster is absolutely stocked and loaded with main event talent. There's no way you're going to tell me that they can't find something else to fit the fucking role here for WrestleMania. What do they do? Where do they go? Let's talk about it. That's why we're here. Clearly, the one thing everybody wants is CM Punk versus Seth Rollins with the World Championship on the line. If Rollins can go and he gets in there and he wrestles and he trains and he gets to WrestleMania and there's no hitches, there's no kinks in the armor, world title on the line, we don't strip him. Punk, Rollins, main event night one. I don't want to hear any ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's your match. That's one option. We don't know what that option is going to be or if that is a viable option until we get to Raw on Monday and we get a clear indication about what's going on with Seth Rollins. Which, by the way, I will say this in regards to that statement he's going to make on Monday. We need to know if he cannot go, if the world title is being vacated, WWE needs to tell us Monday ASAP where the world title is going to be defended. Is it going to be on the line in the Royal Rumble? Tell us. Is it going to be contested with six men competing for it in the Elimination Chamber? If so, tell us. Do not wait. This is too big of a WrestleMania to be waiting on decisions. You got 72 hours coming out of Friday when the news broke. tell us. There's more than enough time to come up with a plan on what you need to do if this man needs to vacate the championship. Seth Rollins and Punk, if it can happen, do it. Don't know why you wouldn't. Now, if he can't, if Rollins needs to vacate the championship, let's theoretically say if WWE puts the title on the line in the Royal Rumble, I know a lot of people are like, well, you know, if the world title's on the line in the Royal Rumble, then you're going to be mixing Raw and SmackDown stars in the Royal Rumble. Now, at first glance, I'm not a big fan of this. I'm not. Because I want the rosters, I want the brands to be separated. I don't want a world title that is exclusive to Raw to be defended in a match where there's half the field going to be SmackDown. I don't like that. But I'm going to bring it back down to earth here. I'm going to attack this with logic. What did WWE do for the inaugural World Heavyweight Championship Tournament? They crowned somebody in May, I believe, of 2023. I forgot the name of the event. What was it, Crown Jewel? I think it was Crown Jewel. And the tournament took place, and half of it was Raw, and half of it was SmackDown. So the tournament was open to SmackDown. Now, they gave you the explanation of, well, if a SmackDown guy won the world title, which is now exclusive to Raw, then that person would be moved over to Raw exclusively as a Raw superstar. Fine. They can go and do that. If the world title is on the line in the Royal Rumble, like people are predicting, if Rollins needs to vacate, that's one option. SmackDown, if a SmackDown guy wins it, then they move over to Monday Night Raw and are exclusive to Monday Night Raw. Fine. I can deal with that. They did it before. That door is open. So why don't we go and do that again, okay? Now, it opens up the field. I don't really see anybody on SmackDown winning the World Championship anyway, even if this is the logic behind it, because all the people that I would recommend winning the championship are in the Fatal 4-Way with Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, LA Knight, AJ Styles, and Roman Reigns himself. Those are the biggest names on the show. There really isn't anybody on SmackDown outside of Kevin Owens that I would deem a World Championship title contender. So even if you want to include SmackDown and put the title on the line of the Royal Rumble, Monday Night Raw, more than likely a Raw superstar will walk away from the Royal Rumble with the World Heavyweight Championship. So even if you want to do that and follow logic, it's still probably going to end up on a Raw superstar. Who? Gunther. He's one option. Now I know he's the Intercontinental Champion. It's his time. I think we're ready for a Gunther world title reign. It's his time this year, but does WWE give him the World Heavyweight Championship while also holding the Intercontinental Championship? Not likely. Gunther's got a date with Brock Lesnar. I'm assuming that Lesnar's going to be in the Royal Rumble. I'm predicting Lesnar has an effect on Gunther's Royal Rumble run. I think Lesnar eliminates Gunther in the Royal Rumble, which is ultimately going to set up their WrestleMania match in Philadelphia. I like the idea, call me fucking crazy, of Gunther winning the World Championship and holding both the World Championship and the Intercontinental Championship at the same time, only to vacate the Intercontinental Championship and move on as World Champion. Because realistically, is there anybody on Raw that is set to defeat Gunther? Is there anybody on Raw deserving enough to beat Gunther? No. So why not? Not Ricochet, it's not Chad Gable, it's not anybody. I don't give a shit who the fuck you name. It's not Jey Uso. I don't give a shit who you name. Nobody should beat Gunther. In fact, Gunther should remain undefeated until he has a 2-year title reign with the World Heavyweight Championship and then drops it to somebody like Sami Zayn. That's what I would do. Gunther should not be losing until he loses that first match in his World Championship title reign on Monday night. So is Gunther an option? He's always an option. But no, not in this case. I don't see WWE putting the world title and IC title on Gunther at the same time and having him defend both titles against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I like the idea because it's fucking crazy. But I don't think it's going to happen. Jey Uso, no. No. No yeet. Jey Uso is not winning the world championship. Now, this is, again, theoretically, if the world championship is on the line in the Royal Rumble. No. No, Jey Uso is not a world champion. I don't give a shit what you say. No, next, please move on. Drew McIntyre. This is a huge possibility. He could be the gatekeeper for WWE in the absence of Rollins if Rollins cannot make WrestleMania and needs to vacate the championship, putting the world title on the line in the Royal Rumble. He could be the gatekeeper that Seth Rollins was going to be against Punk in the absence of Rollins. Punk challenges Drew at WrestleMania. Sami Zayn was put out by Drew McIntyre. But I don't think right now it's his time to win the World Heavyweight Championship. So if McIntyre wins the World Heavyweight Championship and wins the Royal Rumble, if this is the case, if the title's on the line in the Rumble and McIntyre wins the World Heavyweight Championship, that would set up Drew versus Punk at WrestleMania. I'm okay with that. Now, it's not a World Championship main event title match like Rollins and Punk is. It's probably going to be on the undercard, but I don't mind that if that takes place. It's a little bit less then, but it should be a great match, and the promo work would be fantastic. Drew McIntyre is one of the best assets on Monday Night Raw right now. CM Punk is great. Is it going to be Punk's main event? No, but that gives him more ammunition to go into next year's WrestleMania. Now, if that's the case, what would be the main event night one? Again, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with The Rock. I don't know what they're doing with Cody. I don't know what they're doing with Roman. I don't know if they're going to be doing a double banger main event, meaning Rock, Roman night one, and then Cody, Roman night two. I don't know. It all hangs on The Rock. Or if they do a triple threat match with Rock, Roman, and Cody, which I think is absolutely outlandish and ridiculous. They do the double banger main event, clearly that's your night one and night two main events. If they do the triple threat match, that would take place on night two. And then all the people that want to cry, what about the women getting a main event? Well, then you could do Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch in the night one main event, but I don't really care to see that match in the main event because I don't think that's a main event match for WrestleMania this year. I don't. I think you'll be forcing something there that really isn't there. But again, it opens up the possibility. Now, Punk challenging Drew, it's a possibility. Sami Zayn and McIntyre, that's a possibility. If you do Drew and Punk at Mania, what does Sami Zayn do at WrestleMania in his match? Who does he wrestle? I've drawn a blank on that one. I don't know. I don't know what they do with Sami Zayn. Because right now, I had Sami Zayn pegged in a match against Drew McIntyre. Seth Rollins versus CM Punk, if everything goes according to plan, would be the main event. And I think McIntyre gets his WrestleMania match against Sami Zayn because they need to tie up that storyline because McIntyre put Sami Zayn out. Again, if that match happens with Punk and McIntyre, theoretically, what do we do with Sami Zayn? I don't know. I really don't know. But I have this weird vision, this imagination. Sami Zayn, one of these days, holding the World Championship. Not this year, but maybe next year. Sami Zayn wins the Royal Rumble next year. Gunther's the World Champion. Sami challenges Gunther at next year's WrestleMania. And we get a huge, huge double main event for next year. Sami versus Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship. And Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton for the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Championship. If the blue belt is still... or it's not really blue anymore. The Universal title is still in existence at that point. Or if we go back to the WWE title, I don't know. That's the way I would book him. I'm thinking long term. You guys know me, LTB. But again, Sami Zayn, not ready for a world championship right now. Like I said, you could do Sami versus Drew. This is where Priest would also fit in if you do Sami and Drew, if they do Sami versus Drew. If Drew's the world champion and they want to do Sami in the world title match against Drew McIntyre, this is where Priest would fit in. Sami could win the world championship and Sami could have that championship stolen from Drew McIntyre or from Damian Priest, rather. Or you could do McIntyre winning and have McIntyre have his title stolen by Damian Priest as well. So Priest, if they do Sami and Drew for the world championship, Priest could realistically cash in. That would be a cash in right there. And keep in mind, we could ultimately see a cash in on Monday Night Raw while Rollins is heavily compromised. Keep that in the back of your mind. That is a huge possibility as well. So let me reiterate this again. Punk challenges Drew after Drew wins the Royal Rumble. That's match number one. That's a possibility number one. Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre. You could do that. That would leave Punk to go and do something else. What does Punk do? I'll get to that in a minute. Sami and Drew, if you do that, that's where Priest could come in and cash in, and he could be the second man in WWE history to cash in the briefcase at WrestleMania and win it. Not hold it too long, but they could go and do that route. Now, CM Punk, he's the odds-on favorite here. But if the title's on the line in the Rumble, I'm going with Drew McIntyre. I would rather Punk chase the title going into WrestleMania or anywhere instead of walking into Mania as champion. I don't want him winning the Royal Rumble if the title's on the line. I don't want CM Punk to be the world champion coming out of the Royal Rumble. I would rather him chase the title going into WrestleMania as a challenger. Now, Cody Rhodes, if the Rumble is for the title, no, he's not winning the Rumble. Just give Cody the Elimination Chamber. So if the world title is on the line, that eliminates Cody from winning the World Heavyweight Championship. And stop telling me that it doesn't matter what title Cody goes after to finish his story. Yes, it does. He's not winning the World Heavyweight title to finish his story. It's either that, the title that Roman has, or zero. He either finishes his story against Roman or he throws the story in the fucking trash and lights it on fire. That's what he does. The World Heavyweight Championship has nothing to do with Cody Rhodes. So stop telling me that, oh, he could win the world title and finish his story. No, he can't. Thank God you ain't booking shit. Roman or nothing. WrestleMania or nothing. It's not happening at SummerSlam. It's not happening in Berlin. It's not happening at Money in the Bank. It's not happening at WrestleMania next year. WrestleMania 40 against Roman or nothing. So if the title is on the line in the Royal Rumble, Cody Rhodes is not winning the Royal Rumble. He gets the chamber instead. It looks and feels like if the title isn't on the line in the Royal Rumble, Cody may be the odds-on favorite here. I will say that. If the title's not on the line, Cody is the odds-on favorite. He'll win the Rumble 2 years in a row, and we get Rhodes and Reigns at WrestleMania, and whatever you want to fucking do with The Rock, throw him wherever you want. I don't really give a shit. Now, the Elimination Chamber. If it is determined in the Elimination Chamber, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Finn Balor, those would be your six men in the chamber. And if that's the case, Drew McIntyre would walk out the world champion. Cody would win the Rumble. Drew McIntyre would walk out as the world champion. And then McIntyre defends against either CM Punk or Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. If Drew McIntyre defends against Sami Zayn, then CM Punk gets Stone Cold Steve Austin. If Drew McIntyre defends against CM Punk, then I don't fucking know what Sami Zayn does at WrestleMania. Again, I'm drawing a blank. Whoever wants to help me out there, please, suggestions are always welcome. If we give it to Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn seems like the safest plan for the world title. Meanwhile, CM Punk could get Stone Cold Steve Austin. So if WWE wants Drew McIntyre to win the championship at the Royal Rumble, if it's on the line, or in the chamber, we can do Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn. We could get CM Punk and Stone Cold Steve Austin, which would net CM Punk his main event WrestleMania match, and it's an easy story to tell because all we got to do is pen the story of CM Punk blaming Rollins for taking his WrestleMania main event away from him, have Punk go on a fucking brigade of complaints, and then out comes Stone Cold Steve Austin out of nowhere. Legitimately, you hear the glass shatter. You want your main event match? What? I'll give it to you at WrestleMania 40. Boom. Then you get a couple weeks of promo back and forth between the two guys, rekindle their feud from 10 years ago over WWE 2K, what was it, 14? Boom, WrestleMania main event. If Steve Austin isn't available, then we do Punk and McIntyre. Where we leave Sami Zayn out in the dust like that, I don't fucking know. What about Sami Zayn? I don't have a clear opponent for Sami Zayn. Again, please, suggestions are welcome. Maybe maybe how we fit Sami Zayn in. This is an unlikely suggestion, but I'm thinking outside the box here. If Drew McIntyre is the world champion going into WrestleMania, which right now is probably the safest bet, we have him defend against Sami Zayn at WrestleMania with a Priest cash-in at the end of that match. CM Punk would get Stone Cold Steve Austin. If CM Punk does not get Stone Cold Steve Austin, then we can pivot to CM Punk versus a Kevin Owens match at WrestleMania. I know they've had history before, and it could be a Raw versus SmackDown deal where CM Punk can go on that he doesn't have an opponent, and then you can just play up Kevin Owens being the guy that answers the call. So then that would leave Drew versus Sammy, Punk versus Owens, Reigns versus Cody, Lesnar versus Gunther, Jimmy versus Jay, Santos versus Rey, I didn't mean to rhyme, Rhea versus Becky, and Bayley versus Io. I mean, I like the sound of that. I mean, it's not Punk versus Rollins, but we got to come up with different scenarios on how we're going to book WrestleMania if Rollins is not there to defend the title and he ends up vacating the title on Monday. Again, all of this is hindering on the World Championship, if it's vacated or not. If it's not vacated, everything that I just mentioned here for the last 30 minutes, goodbye. Up in smoke, burn it. Because then we're going to get Rollins and Punk. But if Rollins vacates the title, I think out of everything that we talked about here, McIntyre winning the World Championship, whether it's at the Rumble or at the Chamber. If the title's on the line in the Rumble, McIntyre wins the Rumble. Cody wins the Chamber. If the title's on the line in the Chamber, Cody wins the Rumble. McIntyre wins the Chamber. McIntyre, Sammy. McIntyre, Punk. Choose your poison. All depends on if Stone Cold wants to pick up the phone and answer that 201 area code, or if we don't get Austin, maybe we do CM Punk and Kevin Owens. And here's another thing before I end this video. No, we're not doing Cody versus Punk in a non-title match at WrestleMania. It's Cody versus Roman, or shut the fuck up. That's all I gotta tell you. And why would you want Cody versus CM Punk anyway? Do you want Cody to be forever tarnished in the eyes of the fans? Because I don't know who's going to cheer Cody over CM Punk if you put two baby faces like that, which right now are 1 and 2, in a match together for no reason. Why would they be wrestling? What is their problem? Oh, man, I got to finish my story. What story are you finishing? Who gives a shit? If you beat him or if he beats you, where does it get you? You're still, neither one of you are world champions. How stupid does that sound? Hey, man, I remember you from that other place. You were an EVP, right? Oh, yeah, I was an EVP. Weren't you the guy that punched fucking Jungle Jack? That's what we're going to be feuding over? Weren't you the guy that sent TK running, fearing for his life? Yeah, sure thing. What a ridiculous main event. Not that I don't want to see it eventually when the time is right. But right now, no, the match does not make any sense whatsoever at all. So I don't know what you're doing there. No. Cody, Roman, or shut your fucking mouth. Seriously. If you guys learned something from this video, I'd love to hear from you down in the comment section below. Let me know what you think down below. Any more suggestions? I'm always open for suggestions. Add something to this topical discussion, man, down in the comment section below. Hit that thumbs up. Let me know what you guys think down below. As usual, subscribe. Follow me on social media, at JD from NY206, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Cameo. And go check out all the other content on the channel. Plenty of it with more coming. It's going to be a big week, man. We, today, from this point on, week till the Royal Rumble, man. Going to be big, and Off the Script is going to be rocking and rolling right here in the OTS venue. Hit that thumbs up on your way out, and I'll see you guys on the next one right here on Off the Script. I'll see you guys later.